ओम शांति। योगा इज द सब्जेक्ट ऑफ आवर इंटरेस्ट, राइट? एवरीवन हैज इंटरेस्ट फॉर योगा। इफ वी आर सक्सेसफुल इन योगा, वी आर कंटेंट इन लाइफ। इफ yoga has become a subject of tension, then problems and problems in this Brahmin life. So we have to make yoga an entertainment. Today give attention to this search, to this word, that yoga is the subject for our entertainment. So how to make it entertaining? How to practice it in different ways, like playing game in our life? So today I will keep some different methods of yoga in front of you. And at the same time, we will also practice. So practice as well as class, both. So be alert. If anyone is interested in sleeping, please raise your hand. No? All are fresh? So first of all, four pillars for a yogi. New pillar. I have made a new table for a yogi. You would sit on that table. And these four pillars are, first one is power of knowledge. A yogi who has got the power of knowledge, not only knowledge, but power of knowledge, can become good yogi. Second pillar is self-respect. Third pillar is purity. And fourth one is surrender. I remind you, two important dharana mentioned in Laukik Gita also, and Baba also speaks much about these two dharana. One is selflessness. Second is surrender. Surrender means, although this word surrender is very, very deep, but in simple words, nothing is mine. Nothing belongs to me. Everything belongs to Baba. Everything is yours. Nothing is mine. Even responsibilities, problems, body, mind, intellect, actions, their fruit, everything yours. It takes time. Because the feeling of I-ness, I and mine, it's very deeply rooted inside, so it takes little time to surrender everything to Baba. But we have to prepare ourselves with true deep knowledge that actually whatever soul receive, it comes from Baba. We should understand it clearly. Whatever soul gets, achieves, it comes from Baba. Whatever. Therefore, in Indian philosophies, one of the philosophy is that soul is always under the control of God. Although we know it's not like this, but our philosophers noticed it, that whatever we experience, we achieve, it comes from there. So surrender everything to Him. And before going to the subject of yoga, I would say one very important, useful practice for our life, and that is, make your life or your family life, your home, into a yajna. Give such thoughts to yourself, my life is Baba's yajna. My family, my home, my responsibility, my work, my actions, everything is a yajna. Whatever I do for yajna, not for me. So your laukik work will also be counted in yoga, in yajna service. In yajna service specifically, you will go beyond this consciousness that I am doing everything for me or for my family, but you will get such feelings that whatever I do whole day, it's for Baba's yajna. So bring it emotional change in your life. This is an emotional change, only emotional change. This family is not my family, it's Baba's yajna. We normally used to say, it's Baba's. Baba's car, Baba's home, Baba's building, Baba's money. But change this word to, it's Baba's yajna. I live in Baba's yajna. I work for Baba's yajna. My thoughts, my actions, actions fruit, everything is for Baba's yajna. So my life is also a yajna. Make your life into a yajna. Change it. And then you will have to think very deeply how to divinize this yajna. What to do in this yajna of life? Other word I can also use, make your life a laboratory. We all have to make so many experiments in this laboratory of our life. Life is a beautiful laboratory. And specifically, the experiments we have to do in this laboratory are the effect of a thought. We have to check, we have to examine what is the effect of a thought, negative thought or positive thought. But we need not to think about negativity now, positive thought. Self-respect, yoga power, power of purity. These four things we have to experiment into this laboratory of our life. Just as, suppose, you have a problem in your life, and just every day, create this thought in your mind that this problem will finish soon. It is going to be solved. It will change now, every day. Keep such thoughts in your mind and see the result after 5 days. Suppose you are sick. Such sickness which is incurable, doctors declared, no treatment of this disease. Use a thought that, no, I am the soul, powerful, master of the body. I will cure this disease with my power. This disease will be cured soon. I have surrendered this body to Baba. He will make it well. For 5 days, create such thoughts in your mind and see the result. So effect of the thoughts and then result. Such experiments we can make into this laboratory of our life. I have mentioned many times, and it's the experience, that we should be aware of one thing always. That each of our thought has got creative energy. A very powerful energy in our powerful thoughts, in our positive thoughts, in our pure thoughts is there. Very powerful energy. We can use this energy. So each thought which vibrates out, it creates something. Today I was reading an article, one of my friends sent it to me from Delhi. An article is that one scientist, I forgot the name of the country, one scientist was working on one thing, what is the weight of soul? Does soul exist? What is the form of soul? For last 15 years he had been working on this, and this recently he got the result. You will laugh at this result. He declared that the weight of soul is 30 grams. You know, people don't know that soul is not physical entity. It is weightless. So what he did? He put a patient who was about to die on a table, and it was a way. And before death and after death, he noticed that there was the difference of 30 grams. Simply he declared. But we can answer this question. That weight was not the weight of soul, but this weight was the weight of breath, prana. In Hindi, the word prana is used, pranayam. So breath is going in, coming out. When a person is alive, this air is coming in, going out. That is the weight of this air. Sometimes air remains in the stomach, in our chest, in the body. So air has got weight. So that weight was the weight of this prana, not the weight of soul. But one thing he noticed that was very good, that when that person was dying, so from his eyes, red rays, like infrared rays, were coming out from his eyes and making same body, subtle body outside. So it was a new thing. Then he made another experiment. He took a box, fit so many instruments in that, and left 5 mouse in that, rats. And they all died immediately. And when they all died, he got such camera, he saw that there were 5 subtle bodies in that box everywhere. So 5 rats were dead in the bottom, but in the roof, in the ceiling, there were 5 lights rat moving. So it's just subtle body which exists inside the gross body. So why I gave this example to you in the yoga practice? Just one most beautiful visualization we all have to do. Once a day, twice a day, we all can do. See your perfect angelic form in front of you. Maybe not in front here, but say 50 feet away from you. Create your perfect angelic form. Visualize it. Try to see very clearly how much divine it is. Radiating vibrations. Absolutely pure. Keep looking at it. Give this thought to yourself. This is my perfect form. Keep visualizing it for some seconds. Then see that that perfect form is coming towards me, came to me, entered me. I became perfect. It will give you very good experience of perfect form. Every day, just as Brahma Baba, in his last days, in year 67 or 68, he used to visualize his perfect form in subtle world and used to watch, used to notice what is difference between perfect form and myself. And it was a very good experience of Baba. Very quickly he got it. So every day, once. Possible? Second thing, you have to make very clear vision of perfect form. Very divine, golden rays are spreading out. Very pure, smiling, looking at you, reminding you, I and you both are one and same. You have to become like me. And then he entered me. Second thing, we all know, just one soul yesterday asked me a question, what is the method to become virtuous quickly? How to imbibe all virtues quickly? We know it's quickly cannot be done. It takes time. But the method is, now we all have to go into the depth. It's not just class. Reach there. We all know that we had been deities for thousands of years. You all know it. We all know it. We all had been deities in our first birth, second, third, fourth, 20th. For thousands of years, we were very divine, absolutely pure, free from Maya, all vices, full powerful, with double crown on head, enjoying everything, enjoying pure nature, satopradhan nature. And can you reach there? So for a minute, let us reach in our first life, first birth of golden age. Go there, see yourself there. Double crown, very divine, completely pure, everything is sato pradhan. Feel that I left this body, I am sitting in my first body. Om Shanti. This is what you know, Brahma Baba's experience. Immediately in a second, he used to reach in his next birth. Our first birth and next birth are now very close. So what will happen? All sanskaras, purity, qualities of divine four will come in our life. You will become very light. This way, Baba used to say always, angel to deity. Now one exercise we all have to do, you can remember in last season, Baba had given this exercise in Avyakta Murlis. Feel that two dresses are there in front of you. Two dresses are hanging in your room. Dress means body. Angelic dress, deity's dress, this Brahmin dress. I am a soul. Now I have to move from this to angel, angel to deity. Feel that body is like a dress. It's nothing but a dress. I can put off, I can put on, like this physical dress. So I have to put on angelic dress. I became angel, double light. I can fly up. I am free from all bondages. Then I left that dress and put on deity dress, a golden dress. I am divine, double crowned, perfectly pure, sitting on the throne. Again I am in this dress. When we say I am in Brahmin dress, we have to give such thoughts to ourselves that I am sitting inside forehead. Important thought is that I am the master of this body. Very important thought. I am the master of this body. Constantly, energy from me goes to each and every part of this body. I am the master of sense organs. I am the master of all eight powers. We have to give these three thoughts to ourselves. One another thing is coming up in my mind, in our CAD program in Shantivan, CAD you know, where heart patients are cured with the practice of yoga, down in Shantivan, our Dr. Satish Gupta give treatment to the heart patient without operation, without medicines. He teaches them method of Raj Yoga, some exercises, change in diet, a very easy lifestyle, a simple lifestyle, and I also go there. So far, 1200 heart patients have been cured, and they are so happy, and you know Indian governments have invited him, to open such centers everywhere in all cities of India. He is one doctor, now he is giving training to 50 other doctors, and in our big, big centers, such centers will be opened soon in 6 months, and their patients will come. And it's a wonderful thing that the patients who came there became Baba's children. They were Muslims, they were senior officers of Indian government, so they have made one organization. They are doing by themselves, and it's a beautiful service of humanity. So what they teach, actually I used to give such commentary to those patients, 7 qualities of the soul, how do they affect to separate organs of the body? So I will give you that commentary. It will take 1-2 minutes only, and you can learn. You can always give such vibrations to your body in order to be healthy. First quality of soul is just. First listen, then we will practice. Soul is knowledgeful, knowledgeable. So vibrations of knowledge will go to the brain. Brain, knowledge, light. Second quality of soul is purity. Pure vibrations will go to entire face. Eyes, mouth, ear, to this entire face. Third thing, soul is peaceful. Vibrations of peace affect to the lungs. They cool down the lungs. They can treat all disease of the lungs. Peace. Love goes to heart. So vibrations of love will treat heart. Then happiness to liver and entire digestive system, stomach. And soul is mightful. Might will go to the bones, whole bones of the body. And lastly, soul is blissful. The vibrations of delightfulness, bliss, will go to skin and will strengthen our immune power of the body, resistance power of the body. So simply now we will practice it for 10 seconds only. So come in the soul, see yourself that I am a soul, point of energy. Baba's vibrations are coming to me. I am receiving Baba's vibrations. I am knowledgeful. Light of knowledge is going to my brain. It enlightens my brain. It purifies my brain. Pure soul, white vibrations of purity are going to my entire face. I am peaceful. Vibrations of peace are going to my lungs. Loveful, vibrations of love are going to my heart. Vibrations of happiness are going to my liver and stomach. Vibrations are strengthening my bones. Blissful. Divine golden vibrations are spreading in my whole body. Thus, I am the master of this body. This thought will make us the master of nature. About Amrit Vela. We know many Brahmins don't enjoy Amrit Vela. Am I right? I spoke a negative thing, but am I right? Many don't enjoy Amrit Vela. One day they enjoy, other day they miss many things. You have to do yoga in your own home, sometime on your own bed, so sleepy feeling, waste thoughts, no experience. How to enjoy Amrit Vela? First of all, I would say you one physical yukti. I hope you all have VCD player in your home. VCD player, those who have, please. VCD player. So you can buy Avyakt Baba's VCD. And set everything at night, and as soon as you open your eyes, push the button on and see Avyakt Baba on the screen of your computer or television, wherever you set it. So start your Amrit Vela to see Avyakt Baba in front of you. possible. It can solve all problems of Amratvela. If you play that CD for 15 minutes, you will see one another thing, that your home will become full of Baba's vibrations. Wherever Avyakt Baba's voice will be played, vibrations will spread there. So laziness, waste thoughts, everything will finish. What happens? When we sleep, our brain also gets sleep. So cells and many things becomes inactive. When we wake up, we need to activate them. Just keep it in your mind. So if you just wake up and sit on your bed, cells and entire brain is inactive at that time. After 1 minute, you will sleep again. So get down. If possible, come out of your home, if possible in your country. Come out of your home or in your home, just walk for 3 minutes. Make yourself fresh by bathing or drinking tea or doing anything. You have to activate your cells and brains. Then Amratvela will be enjoyable. It's also important that you should not take dinner very late. And our doctors now is in India, one doctor, BK doctor, he's teaching one very good thing, that after eating food, if you just lay down on your bed for 20 minutes in silence, food is digested fully, and I have experienced it. Suppose sometime food was heavy, although I never eat heavy food, but suppose sometime just in Diwali so many things were there, I also ate, stomach became heavy, I noticed this is heavy. So I laid down for 20 minutes in silence, not even reading at that time or watching anything, TV or anything, listening and nothing, just in deep silence. We can do yoga. So I noticed that in 20 minutes, body became light. So you can use this method. And dinner should be little light. Sleep should be fresh and sound. And when you wake up, now what to do? Entertainment. Just invoke Bap Dada down. Invite him. Bap Dada, please come down in my home. Very lovefully you invite him. Baba, I want your presence. You are my most beloved. I cannot live without you. I cannot come to you. You please come down. And then see that Bap Dada both coming down, radiating golden divine light. See in the sky, golden light is vibrating out. Bap Dada is coming down. You can take 10 seconds in this, that in a second he's not coming down. In 10 seconds, he will come down, giving vibrations to entire world, to entire nature. He is coming down slowly and slowly. Enjoy this, that God is coming down. A divine angel is coming down. He came in front of you. Would you like this? Anytime you can call him this way, Now you can call him, Baba, come down. Suppose sometime you have sleepy feeling in the class in yoga, invoke Baba, Baba, I'm tired, you please come down, make me fresh. He will come down immediately. We must have this trust, faith. Whenever we ask him to come, he will come down. He has so much love with us, so much love. Whenever we remember him, he is present there. And then, when Bap Dada comes down, he brings three gifts for you in a golden plate. See that Baba brought a golden, beautiful plate. Three gifts are there. One is a beautiful crown for you. He put on your head. See, you became world emperor. Baba reminded, I have come to give you the kingdom of the world, kingdom of heaven. It's for you. Second thing, tilak. As today sisters were giving tilak, he gave you a tilak hair and blessed with some very beautiful thing. Be victorious. Enjoy your life. Be stress-free. Be an angel. Be perfect. Be ever happy. Be free from obstacles. One for a day. Third gift. In India, it's a custom that people used to give dresses. Dress, cloth. When I go many times to conduct bhattis, so at least in one tour, I bring 25 dresses. It's India's custom. They think it's very beautiful gift to give dress. So Baba also brought a dress of an angel for me. And he said, now put on your dirty dress. You were sleeping with this dress. Put on it. Put off it. Put on this angelic dress. And we became angel. And when we became angel, he took my hand in his hand and we both fly up and went to subtle world. Start your Amrit Vela this way. You can enjoy it every day. It came in my mind just 15 days before and I did like this. Every day I did like this and it's a beautiful enjoyment. And suppose sometime you miss Amrit Vela, it's possible, I know. So whenever you get up, say for 5 o'clock you got up, do this exercise. Don't get frustrated, oh, today I missed everything. Oh, what will happen with me now? Don't make so negative yourself in your life. Many souls have become so sensitive that if they miss a thing, they get frustrated. No, make yourself very positive. In human life, negativity, positivity, defeat and victory, loss, benefit, everything is possible. So whenever you lose anything, don't lose your courage, don't lose your happiness. Again, start your good practices of yoga. You got up at 5, say you missed one beautiful hour. Okay, I missed one beautiful hour, now I will not miss. I will prepare myself from 5 to 6 again, because I have to go for my job. There is a battlefield for me. I have to prepare myself with these divine weapons. So change such thing in your life. If in your life you are unsuccess, still don't become negative that probably Baba is not cooperative with me, he's not helping me, oh, what is my fortune? No, everything will happen in life. Be sure, in the journey of life, it's like this, sometime very up, sometime very down. If it's like this, it's the most beautiful. If it's like this, we can become angels soon. But if there are ups and downs, you accept that and make your own path to progress. Frustration should not be allowed in Brahmin life. If defeat is there, so keep such thought in your mind that this defeat will make me more strong. This defeat became my best teacher. I will learn many things from this defeat. And if you got victory, then learn something from your victory too. And surrender that victory to Baba. In Indian bhakti, a beautiful thing I mentioned to you, Swami Vivekananda also reminded it when he was in America. He mentioned once in his lecture that in India, when people do some good thing, any charitable work they do, they donate something, they help with the people, at the end, they have such thought that the fruit of these good actions must go to entire world. Very pious thought. So whatever we do good, we can create this thought in our mind, that the fruit of these pure actions, let it help to the souls of the world. I remind you one very deep secrecy about ourselves, which Baba has mentioned. Baba mentioned that you are in the root of kalp tree. Or you are the roots of kalp tree. You are the ancestors of all souls of all religions of this world. Ancestors, elder ones. If you do a good thing, if you become very pure, if your yoga is very powerful, it means its effect will go to all souls of all religions of this world. And as the result of this, you will get thousands times more. So your pure deeds are not only for you, they are for the world. So say if we are in most elevated consciousness, it means we give help to many souls of the world. If we are depressed, if we are unhappy, so its effect will also go to the millions of the souls. So we should feel so responsible to ourselves. Come again to the yoga. How to practice angelic stage? Entertaining practice again. I am keeping one exercise in front of you. First of all, visualize yourself in the body of light. And very simple and good thought is that I left this body, and I am sitting in the body of light. I am lighthouse for the world. Remember the moment when I will leave this body. I will become an angel. So now itself, do this practice. I left this body. I am an angel. First of all, visualize yourself in angelic form. See very clearly, I am an angel. Then the practice. Now, I am an angel in this body. I am sitting in double bodies. Light's body, gross body. I left this body, I came out. Just feel that I am coming out of it. Going to subtle world, I reached in front of Bap Dada, the divine angel. He put his hand on my head, blessed me with all powers. Feel that his energy is spreading in my whole body for 10 seconds. Then he pushed me down. I entered this body. Again, I left this body, went to Baba. Now divine angel again is in front of me. He is giving me drishti. From his both eyes, light and might are coming in my eyes. For 10 seconds, again I came down in this body. Now be an angel and receive Baba's energy. So this way, 10 times, going up in subtle world, coming back in the body. It will help you to make your mind stable. It's very good exercise for improving concentration power. Whenever, any time, you see that your yoga is not so good, mind is fluctuating a lot, mind is not become stable, you can do this. First do in a second, then 3 seconds, then 5 seconds, then 10 seconds. So it's a good exercise. Second exercise, how to do service through angelic stage. It's also very entertaining practice. And in order to increase concentration power, it's very helpful. You can choose 20 cities of your country or 20 countries. Keep them in your mind. Before this, I would remind you one thing. Now, there was a heavy earthquake in Pakistan. Many people died and many had very severe punishment, like Dharamraj Puri. So just one brother was sharing his experience to me that at that day he was sitting in yoga in his room and all of a sudden Baba came in front of him and Baba mentioned, "What are you doing here? Go there over Pakistan. Those souls need your help." So immediately he got this awareness, he practiced that I am an angel, I am there, giving vibrations. So you can do this way, choose 20 places and do this exercise that I am an angel, I am over one city, giving the vibrations of peace to the souls down. Just do it for 5 seconds in the beginning. Then I went over another country or city. I am giving vibrations of peace there to the souls. this way, go over 20 cities or 20 countries, give them vibrations of peace, vibrations of purity, vibrations of might. Specifically, these three things are required. So you will enjoy it very much. It will take 1 minute only, but this 1 minute will make very strong foundation for the yoga. And then you can increase this time for 10 seconds over one city, then 30 seconds over one city, 1 minute over one country. Every day if you do this. So at the time of destruction, people will experience, definitely they will experience, that some angels come here to protect them. They will visualize practically that angels are moving around here. They are giving us peace. They are protecting us. They are helping with us. So this will be the most useful, significant service at that time. And now it's very good for our yoga experience. We know already destruction has been begun. I remind you, I had given this work to a brother that you should note down that how many events of destruction will take place in 2005. So he mentioned 36 big event accidents took places. We can count them in the destruction. Because destruction will not take place overnight, in a month. It will take at least 10 years. Entire world will change. So it's not the job of a day. Somewhere there, somewhere there, sometime there, sometime here. So in different places, with different elements, with different methods, purification will take place. So we will be very responsible soul at that time. We will have to be vibrations, and we will be sure that our vibrations definitely will help with the people. You can imagine about one scene which has happened just now, and it happens all the time when earthquake takes place. So in many villages and towns of Pakistan, houses fell down, damaged. Many people just pressed down, remain under the houses. No light, no water. They were lying half dead inside, half dead, crying. No one was listening to them. Military, police, government people, any kind of help could not reach there so far after 20 days. So you can imagine, these persons would have died after 4 days, 3 days, 5 days, 7 days. What would be the condition of these souls inside? They would be waiting for death. They would be asking to God, "Oh God, please give us death," because there was nothing. So our vibrations will liberate them from the body. This will be a big service through vibrations. If we give them the vibrations of might, peace and purity, our vibrations will help them. They will leave their body immediately. They will forget their sorrows. They will forget that no one is coming. No, they will accept everything, will tolerate everything, will face everything, and will die soon, will take new birth. So wonderful service, which can never be done by any government, by any military, by any doctors. It can be done only by yogis. So we should feel our responsibility. Therefore, Increase this practice every day of by becoming angel, going over a city, giving vibrations. It will become our enjoyment and the best help to human beings. Second thing, similarly very important, we have to serve nature also. Because nature had provided with everything to us for thousands of years. In entire cycle, nature was providing everything to us. Now, we have to give return of the nature. Nature has become empty. Nothing has remained inside the nature. Empty. Our pure vibrations will make it full. People say, there is lot of pollution everywhere. Big, big holes in ozone layer in the sky. Stars, sun and moon, they are also getting disturbed now. Our pure vibrations will purify them, will make nature full again, so that it can serve humanity for next kalpa. Second thing, if we give such service to the nature, nature will help us at the time of destruction. Nature will protect us. So very important thought that I am the master of this nature. I have to purify this nature. If you create such thoughts in your mind, the small, small obstacles of life, negativity of life will finish automatically. See what a big responsibility we had on our shoulders. And we are thinking, oh, this is mine, I did this service, I will do this service, I have done this, people did not give me respect, they don't recognize me, they don't welcome me. Small, small things of negativity, which creates frustration, unhappy feeling in our mind, we will go beyond them. If we do such service, that entire nature is waiting for our pure vibrations. See, if we are sleeping, we are unaware of that. What will happen to the nature? Nature has to play important role throughout the cycle. Everything, soul will get everything from nature, including body. So our responsibility is so big. So do this practice every day. I am the master of nature. Pure vibrations are coming to me from Baba. First feel that pure white vibrations are coming down to me. Receive them for a minute and then vibrate them out for 10 seconds with the thought that I am giving vibrations to entire nature. Nature is becoming pure by these pure vibrations of Baba. So coming and going. I am linked to Baba and nature is linked to me. Very good service through the vibrations we can do. It becomes our entertainment, our enjoyment and nature's service. How to give sakas to the world? 2-3 methods we can use. It also become an enjoyment for ourselves and entertaining also. Just create a scene in your mind that in front of me there is globe. And Baba's energy is coming down to me. First feel it. Then from here, from the soul, the focus of energy is going to the globe. just constantly a beautiful flow is going to the globe, and globe is becoming pure. So this way our energy will reach to the globe, and it becomes very easy and simple, also very good for concentration. Second vision, make a vision that this kalp tree is an inverted kalp tree, roots upside, kalyug downside. I am sitting in the roots. See yourself, I am sitting in the roots. Baba's energy is coming to me for 1 minute at least. Receive vibrations from Baba, and then from me, from my whole body, they are going down to the entire kalp tree. In each branch, each religion, vibrations are going. Again, receive for a minute and give to entire kalp tree. This way, our vibrations will help to all religions. Another beautiful vision. Feel that there is a high stage, and on little height I am sitting there. I am the angel of purity. A wonderful experience you will have. I am the angel of purity. Vibrations, pure vibrations from Baba are coming down to me. And see, in front of me, many thousands of people are sitting. Imagine such scene. They are sick people. Sick. Ill. And just from me, a focus of pure energy is going to them. From here, pure white focus is going to them. And this way, this pure energy, these white vibrations, will become healing vibrations. We must know these pure vibrations have got most healing power. And by giving this way the focus of purity to many souls, you will experience, you can come to know the result that many sick people got well. And it is going to happen practically on this earth. A day will come when doctors will be here, but hospitals, instruments and medicines will not be available. Such practical days will come here in this world. All factories of medicine will stop. Many things will damage. Transportation will finish. Roads will be broken. Train, rail, tracks will be broken. No communication. All these cell phones will be failured. At that time, only pure energy will heal people. Sick people will come to you. If you give them pure vibrations, they will get well. So this is also very good service to humanity. This way, enjoy your yoga. Make it an entertainment. I would add one very important thing for everyone's life. Whatever you do in your day-to-day life, every day whatever you do, do enjoy it. Enjoy your each and every action. Enjoy everything. This thought will keep you always fresh. Not that, oh, what is my life? I have to do this, I have to do this, I have to go to the office, then I have to cook food, clean home, do Baba's service, give ko, what is this life? Now, enjoy everything. I used to teach to Indian mothers this, because in India, all live with family. So just one mother has to cook for 6 people, 7 people, 10 people every day. So they have to give at least 4 hours in kitchen. So many times they get tired. Oh, what is this? I have to do every day, same work. I teach them, change your thoughts. This is also emotional change. Keep such thought in your mind that these 4 hours for my tapasya, not for cooking, for beautiful tapasya. And you know, when we cook, Baba specifically gives vibrations to us. So accept it, that this is not work, this is tapasya. So you will enjoy it. You will never say that we are so busy, we don't spare time to sit in yoga. You need not to sit in yoga. You can make 1-point program for your life. 1-point program for a day. Then 1-point program for whole life. 1-point program means, in the morning, after doing such good exercises, you can take 1 thought for whole day, that today I will practice, I am lighthouse. It's spreading light all the time. And every hour just remember it 2 times. This way at least 25 times you would do it. Second day, I am peace house. Third day, I am might house. Fourth day, I am an angel of purity. Fifth day, I am Master Almighty, like this. You can make a 15-day program, just 1 day, 1-point program, 1-point chart. So morning, evening, you can do good yoga, whole day just practice 1 point. It will solve all problems of this Brahmin life, and we should know, I would remind now at the end, that if our consciousness is very elevated, if our thoughts are positive always, or in simple word, if we are in self-respect, our all problems will finish automatically. So always remind yourself a thought, who is more powerful, me or the problems? What will be the answer? What will be the answer? Really me or problems? What will be the answer? I am powerful, I am more powerful. Because problems are the creation of a weak mind only. Our powerful mind can destroy the problems. So ask this question, who is more powerful, myself or the circumstances? And answer must come, I am more powerful. As soon as you are aware of this, you will find all problems are becoming weaker and finished. So now, we end the class and we all will sit in yoga with one consciousness, I am Master Almighty. And a beautiful fountain from Almighty, 8 colors, 8 rays, 8 powers are coming down to me. So just enjoy all powers in 8 colors, a beautiful, colorful fountain.